Hello everyone, this is Raj and you are listening to Mr. Positive Podcast. So today I will discuss how giving thanks can make you happier. So let's first identify the word gratitude. Gratitude is derived from the Latin word gratia, which means grace or gratefulness. Gratefulness is a thankful appreciation for what an individual receives. With gratitude, people acknowledge the goodness in their lives. In positive psychology research, gratitude is strongly and consistently associated with the greater happiness. Gratitude helps people more feel positive emotions, release good experience, improve their health, and build strong relationships. People feel and express gratitude in multiple ways. They can apply it to the past, the present, and the future. So here are some scientific proven benefits of gratitude. First, gratitude opens the door to more relationships. Not only does saying thank you constitute good manners, but showing appreciation can help you win new friends. According to a 2014 study published in Emotion, the study found that thanking a new acquaintance makes them more likely to seek an ongoing relationship. So whether you thank a stranger for holding the door or send a thank you note to that colleague who helped you with the project, acknowledging other people's contribution can lead to a new opportunities. Second, gratitude improves physical health. Gratitude people experience fewer aches and pains and report feeling healthier than the other people. According to a 2012 study published in Personality and Individual Differences, not surprisingly, grateful people are most likely to take care of their health. They exercise more often and are more likely to attend regular checkups, which is likely to contribute to further longevity. Third, gratitude people sleep better. Writing in gratitude journal improves sleep. According to a 2012 study published in Applied Psychology, Health and Well-being, spend just 15 minutes jotting down a few grateful sentiments before bed, and you may sleep better and longer. Fourth, gratitude improves self-esteem. A 2014 study published in the journal Applied Sports Psychology found that gratitude increases athletes' self-esteem and essential components to optimal performance. Other studies have shown that gratitude reduces social comparisons. Rather than becoming resentful towards people who have more money or a better job, a major factor reduced in self-esteem, grateful people are able to appreciate other people's accomplishments. So you may be thinking that how can I add gratitude in my life? Here are some ways to cultivate gratitude on a regular basis. First, write a thank you note. You can make yourself happier and nurture your relationship with another person by writing a thank you letter, expressing your enjoyment and appreciation. Send it, or better yet, deliver and read it in person if possible. Make a habit of sending at least one gratitude letter to someone. Once in a while, write one to yourself. Second, thank someone mentally. No time to write? Don't worry. It may help just to think about someone who has done something nice for you and mentally thank the individual. Third, keep a gratitude journal. Make it a habit to write down at least 5 things about the whole day that you are grateful for. Fourth, count your blessing. Pick a time every week to sit down and write about your blessings, reflecting on what went right and what you are grateful for. Fifth, pray. People who are religious can use prayer to cultivate gratitude. So that's my first podcast. If you like the podcast, share with someone who loved to listen podcasts and share your views on our Instagram account. Link in the description. Thank you for the listening. Thank you.